I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show. I'm going to disgust you guys a little bit.
Ew, please don't.
You don't want to be disgusted?
No, it's too early for that.
Too bad, Abby. Here we go. So a guy named Caleb Wood out of Salt Lake City went viral because he ordered a milkshake from Chick-fil-A and some fries. And then he went to sip his drink. And you'll never guess what was in it.
No.
He ordered a milkshake?
Yep.
I must say the delicious sauce available. Maybe it's just sauce.
I don't think this qualifies as sauce, but he called the guy because apparently the guy mixed up the cups, and this is the conversation that they had.
Did you confuse the cups? Because like, yeah. Dude, it's half full of pee.
What?
Man sipped a little bit of pee.
No.
So apparently the driver reportedly admitted that he accidentally mixed up the two styrofoam cups in his vehicle because he works long hours.
One is warm and one is cold.
Yeah, but it's styrofoam. So maybe I guess that wasn't good enough for him. But he relieves himself when he has to in a cup. And I don't think that's a smart thing to do when you are obviously delivering drinks to people. But he accidentally mixed the cups up.
Does he not know bathrooms exist? Like, this is not the 18th century. Like, you can stop at a 7-Eleven and go pee-pee in a toilet like a normal person.
Dude, even beyond that, just the thought of my cup being next to someone's cup of pee.
It's disgusting. And, of course, you would think, like, well, how did they rectify the situation? And this is what he said.
Refunded a portion of the order. I think it costs, like, $25. And they refunded $18, the actual cost of the food. They didn't refund, like, the delivery fee or the tip that I gave or anything like that.
The way I would lawyer up so fast.
Oh, my God.
Because, honestly, like, if you think about it, I ordered a milkshake. And, sure, like, orders get mixed up. But, I mean, if he had a nut allergy and he got a nut milkshake or something like that, like, that could kill him.
I mean, he did get... You know what? I'm not going to say that this early.
But that's what I'm saying. They should know not to do that. But, like, you tricked me into drinking some other human's pee? Like, somebody's paying a lot of money.
If I sip a little bit of urine, not only do I want a full refund, I want free food for the rest of my life. That partial refund ain't going
to
cut it.
Aren't we all waiting on delivery orders right now? Yep. I'm going to be scared to eat mine.
Y'all can use the bathroom here, okay?
Please.
All right, we got to help out our Burt Show listener who is now never heard back from a guy that she met on Hinge, and she knows she's not black. We need to figure out what is going on here. Cass has got the email.
Hey, Burt Show fam. P1 here all the way from Dallas, Texas. And just like Abby and Katie, I've been striking out in the dating world.
No, you don't got to point it out again.
But it just took an even crazier turn. In July, I met this guy on Hinge. And we hit it off and started texting. We went on our first date to a concert. He would work out of town, so we didn't see each other often. But we did go on a couple more dates and communicated daily. Last week, he left for Florida for work, and we still communicated daily. This past Friday, we were texting until about 11 p.m. He said he was going to go out. And that is the last I heard from him.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, I sent him an Instagram reel, but I didn't hear back from him. And in my head, I was just thinking, great, I got ghosted again. Sunday afternoon, I was like, let me give it one more chance and send one more text. That's when I noticed that the messages were still blue, but I was not getting the delivered notification. So naturally, I started freaking out and it automatically said he blocked me. And then started to figure out if I was really blocked and tried calling from my work phone, which he didn't have the number for, and it automatically goes to voicemail. I told my friend and she tried texting him. He doesn't have her number and has never even met her. And again, the messages go blue, but does not give the delivered notice. What could have happened? I have so many theories. Is he in jail? Is he even alive? This is all so weird. Any advice? Can you do a background check on him? I don't know his last name. Can you do it based on his first name and phone number? I need some sort of closure here. From another lonely girl in Dallas.
I know it's not shady or not, but that's hella shady.
It does sound shady, but so what does that mean when the texts are still blue, but it doesn't say delivered?
I think, well, I was going to say, it sounds like he was in a car wreck and his phone got destroyed. Because that means the number is still active, right? Like, I think the text turned green if you've been blocked.
Yep.
But if it's not getting delivered, it means the number's active, but it's not. The phone is unable to receive text. So if he went to Florida, maybe he lost his phone in the ocean, honestly, and hasn't gotten a new one. Maybe something happened. Like, there's some reason the phone's not accepting. Because it's weird that it's from friends and work's going straight to voicemail. So the phone's off.
Because that's the first thing I thought when she said that. He's still getting calls from other numbers, but it's going straight to voicemail. So it's obviously not a personal thing to her. There's just something going on with his phone.
Yeah.
For days.
I want to dive into the delusion. Like, I really want to be a good friend from one lonely girl to another and say, you know, maybe he did lose it in the ocean. Maybe it got ran over by a car. Maybe he chucked it out of a window. Maybe he spilled water on it. But I really do believe in the iconic phrase, if he wanted to, he would. And if this man really wanted to get in contact with you, I really do believe that he would find you on Facebook. He would find you on Instagram. Where it's 2023, baby. It's pretty easy to find people nowadays.
What if he's in the middle of the ocean, Abby? What if the man is in jail?
Then it's our job to rescue him. But that's a different story.
Isn't it wild how when we get ghosted, we hope that that's what's going on, that the person is either in jail or in the middle of the ocean.
Whatever protects her. I'd rather you be dead than to face the fact that I've been ghosted, be an actual ghost. But what if it's a burner phone and he has an actual family in Florida? And so the reason it's not getting delivered is nothing bad happened. He just turned his burner phone off. So all of his side pieces can't contact him.
We're
going to
find out, Cassie.
We're going to have Tommy do the background check.
Tracy and I together have started the process of a background check. So we will find out and get to the bottom of it.
Can we tell anything so far? Like, you have any insider tips?
Well, I looked up the number, and the number is listed to a woman's name.
Oh! The plot thickens.
But she's an older lady, so I'm thinking it's his mom.
Yeah, because I think my phone is under my dad's name.
Wow.
And it's definitely not my dad texting these dudes.
When are you going to become an adult?
Time to grow up, Abby.
How old are you, Abby?
I'm 26.
Does daddy still pay for your cell phone?
No, I pay for all of my things.
It's just got his name on it.
It's just got his name on it. All right. I Venmo my parents every month.
Such an adult. Well, we'll do the background check and get to the bottom of that.
The Burt Show.